every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio.
Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
I've got strategies. I got strategies for living.
Strategies for living radio.
Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
You know, we need them. We need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies. For living.
As long as we're living, I guess we could use a few strategies.
We could use some strategies. So you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready.
All right. Welcome. Welcome then into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. Are we officially podcasters now?
We are officially podcasters.
You did such a great job. Well, I mean, you've been working on this.
I have.
For some time.
As a daily show, we have a lot of content to upload.
Yeah, there. You know, so, yeah, it adds up, doesn't it?
It does over the past few weeks.
Can you imagine 32
oh
years?
My gosh, yeah, and I hope soon.
We have boxes.
We have literal boxes.
Boxes and boxes in storage. So maybe
of the old cassette tapes from SFL exercise.
I mean, back in the day when strategies first started, and I wish I had the first show. I truly do.
That would be really cool.
But I don't. It wasn't until we were going for a little while that I realized, hey, we need to be taping this every day. Mm-hmm. And back in that day, the Kiel Studios were at 710 Spring Street, and there was a cassette recorder built in. And so that was the way. So, I mean, probably for the first, I don't know, 3 years, 4 years or more of strategies, most every day I have a tape for. And man, there was some memorable shows.
I bet.
Yeah.
Especially when you were taking callers.
Oh gosh. Yeah. One of these days we're going to need to do the best of, you know.
Yeah. Humorous reflection.
Yeah.
You remember when.
But anyway, Strategies for Living is now available wherever you get podcasts. Wherever you like to get your podcast.
We're on, I can't count how many platforms, as many as I was able to.
All the big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apple and Spotify and all of those.
Amazon.
You can get Strategies for Living. So there you go. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about, you know, how do you know your parents did a good job raising you?
Okay.
Yeah. And, I kind of wonder if, you know, you might, you know, how you're going to. What you're going to think about this.
Okay.
We'll see when we come back. Folks, thank you for tuning into Strategies. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balance Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. Back in a moment with Strategies.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel. And now, on your favorite podcast.
That's right.
On your favorite podcast platform. So if if there's a program that you like, you can pass it on. Doesn't matter where you're passing it on to. They can be in Duluth, Minnesota, or San Diego. We had somebody download. The exciting thing about podcasting is yesterday, you had just gotten it posted.
Yeah.
And boom, there's a download from San Diego, California.
Yeah. Now, that's assuming the IP address was, you know, accurate.
Yeah.
It could be somebody with a telephone number from San
from
Diego.
From San Diego.
That lives
I get
now.
That. Yeah,
but,
I get
yeah,
that.
It's a cool, it's a cool idea.
But it's a cool thing to think about. Anyway.
Yeah. And you know, we can reach that far, so that's cool.
There you go. I like
it. Exciting.
So, you know, we were talking about doing the program and how long we've done the program. So, you know, Lauren, I'm always out, and you are too, kind of trolling for ideas. I came across an article from Your Tango.
Okay.
Which is, I think, a blog. It's a blog called it's yourtango.com. It's revolutionizing your relationships. And this was at the end of last year, but I saved it because it was titled "Your Parents Did a Good Job Raising You If You Have These Things, These 11 Things in Your Home as an Adult."
Okay.
And in the, you know, the sidebar is it's not about the material possessions, but rather what you value.
Right.
And I liked that the article is, or the blog is written by Alexandra Blogier. I hope I'm saying that name correctly, but it's at yourtango.com. But it caught my eye and I thought, okay, well, this would make an interesting discussion with you.
Sounds like it.
And what really hooked me, and you're going to get what hooked me when I tell you the very first thing that Alexandra talks about.
Okay.
And she talks about shelves filled with books.
Okay. Well, if we're comfortable.
She got me.
Yeah, I can understand that.
She got me.
She hook, line, and sinker. There he is.
You know, I remember being a little guy, and there were always books around my house. I mean, not that I don't remember anybody reading to me.
No one read to you as a kid?
Well, maybe when I was little bitty.
Okay.
But I don't remember. But I remember what
That's
I do remember is books always being around. And I remember back in the day, you know, there was Reader's Digest.
Right.
And so we got something every month. I think it was every month called Reader's Digest Condensed Books. And so they were actually books that were published that Reader's Digest then condensed and republished, and they generally would send, and I think this may have come every month, it may have come four times a year, I don't remember, but we had a bunch of them, so we subscribed to it for a long time, but there was always four or five books within the bound book that you would get.
Interesting.
Yeah, they were called Reader's Digest Condensed Books. And, you know, in addition to that, we got National Geographic. We got Life Magazine. You know, there was the Smithsonian Magazine. I think there was a bound publication that we got from American Heritage.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there was
always
a lot of stimulation in terms of things to read at my house.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, they read to me as a kid.
Yeah.
But I also grew up with a lot of rules around reading and how you were supposed to interact with literature. So I think that kind of turned me off for a little bit. You have actually help to recalibrate my relationship with reading.
I remember early on in our relationship, I remember you looking on my, you know, on either my coffee table or bedside table or wherever.
Yeah.
And there were a stack of books that I was working on at the time. And you were incredulous.
Yes.
About you're reading more than one book at a time.
Right. Because there was a rule in my household, which makes no sense, you know, that I look back at it.
Yeah.
But the rule was you were only allowed to read one book at a time. And that, you know, kind of hampered somebody who has ADHD from reading at all, then, if I have to read one at a time.
I remember our conversation, and I remember it being a fairly long conversation, Lauren, because that belief was installed, and that's an example of, and again, I don't want anybody to hear this as criticizing your folks.
Right.
I mean, because they got rules.
They got it from, whomever.
From there. Yeah. And I mean,
it's just tradition. We haven't looked at it.
It's an illustration of a quote unquote rule or belief that we don't question. And I remember, again, this conversation was rather lengthy between you and I. And I said, well, what's the difference between reading several books at a time and watching multiple television shows? And I remember your response. It was like, oh, I hadn't thought about it that way.
That makes sense.
It makes total sense. Yeah. And I can shift gears. And in fact, you know, as the years have gone on, I mean, I think I was encouraged to read from an early age, but I, to be honest with you, my real love of books did not kick in until probably my mid-20s or so.
Okay, yeah.
And so the collections that people come into our office or our home and they
see... Yeah, we now have a dining room / library.
Those have been acquired since, you know, mid-20s or so.
Right. Well, and so a collection of books, right, shelves filled with books, generally will illustrate someone's value, you know, their value in curiosity.
Absolutely.
And understanding and intellectual curiosity, right?
And that's the point. I mean, you know, the point is, and you don't have to, you know, I worry that we don't use resources that are available to us as much as we used to. For instance, the library, you know.
Yes. We don't know the vast opportunities. We forget what our libraries truly offer us. And
yes.
I hope we can revitalize them because they're important pillars of our community.
Yeah. You know, there was a research study done in 2013 that said reading fiction impacts how much empathy a person has. Yep. And the study's findings support a hypothesis that's called transportation theory. Mm. And that theory suggests that reading fiction emotionally transports people into the story, which is increases their capacity for empathy.
Yep.
And the researchers pointed out that the fictional narrative experience has a profound and important impact on how people feel and behave in their daily lives.
And that totally makes sense to me, even from a neuroscience perspective, because our brain does not understand the difference between reality and imagination.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. And of course, what I mean by that is, you know, if you imagine a piece of pizza, your brain and then your body is going to respond, you know, with heightened hunger, increased salivation.
Yeah. If you really want to get this, imagine the most sour lemon.
Yes, that's a good one.
You can imagine.
Right. And your cheeks.
And you're popping in your mouth.
Your cheeks may start to hurt.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, your body responds as if it were there. And so it makes sense from a neurological basis that's how books... They're magical in that way, right?
Yeah,
they're able
yeah.
to grow our perspective in ways that we couldn't otherwise, I mean, unless we directly experienced it.
Another thing that this blog suggested is a well-stocked pantry. If you have a well-stocked pantry in your home as an adult, it shows that, eating a balanced, healthful way requires this certain amount of planning ahead. And so having a pantry full of staples, canned tomatoes and cloves of garlic and supplies of beans and rice will let you whip up a meal with ease. That's been a neat thing to watch.
Yeah.
As we have as we have homesteaded and I've watched you progress, you know, your time in the kitchen, and you truly enjoy.
I love it.
You know, you
love
what you do
so much.
Yeah.
Because I love
and the pantry as has accordingly grown.
Yes,
as your enjoyment of
and
being
grown
in the kitchen,
not just in quantity, but I hope in quality.
Yeah. You're very careful about what you put in,
and I think that's also representative of your values. I mean, it's back to the old saying, which is very true. We are what we eat. And so whatever you collect in your pantry becomes literally your physical body.
Yeah.
And so it is a direct reflection of your values and how much you value your health and your well-being.
Absolutely. We are we're discussing a blog today from Your Tango, and it's yourtango.com, and it suggests that your parents did a good job raising you if you have these things in your home as an adult. We've talked about books and a well-stocked pantry. There's more, so stay with us. Much more to come here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living. Radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and we're talking about, how do you know if your parents did a good job? Maybe you don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this.
Yeah, okay.
I got to get it out of my system.
I knew this was coming.
Yeah, I waited a little while because I was enjoying the conversation.
Yeah.
If you haven't done any work on yourself, and you have these signs, then they're going to be representative of your upbringing.
Yeah.
Whether that's your parents, your guardians, your teachers, it's going to be a collection of beliefs that you have gotten since childhood and you haven't looked at. However, if you are doing what we encourage people to do, almost every show, I hope we mentioned some form of this idea of wrestling with the beliefs that you've been given.
Right. We've already done it this program, as a matter of fact.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're doing that work, these outer signs that we're talking about today are going to be less and less reflective of your parents or your upbringing or your community, and hopefully more reflective of your true inner values. Right.
Yes. Yes.
I also really like, I would like to reframe this. You know, we're talking about these are items that are in your home that might reflect your values, right?
Well, they're not just items, but they're not, because the blog author said, this is not just about stuff.
Yeah, and I get that. And what I want to reframe it, it reminds me of, in the Catholic Church, they have sacraments, which are outer signs of God's work or the divinity.
Outer signs of grace in your life. Yeah.
Right. And so that's what everything in our lives are. Anything that appears in your life in physical form is an outer sign of your inner self.
Okay? I like that.
And so anything that we're talking about today are simply those outer signs, those reflections back to you to say, hey.
Those reflections back to you of you.
Right.
Yeah.
And so.
And if you're 18 or 19 and these things appear, you're making a good point. Then, it's a reflection on
most
the way you were brought up in all probability. But if you're in your 30s or 40s or 50s and these things are going on.
Right.
It may also be a reflection of the work that you've done.
Right. And as you move forward, no matter how much work you've done or not, it's important to pay attention to the outer signs.
Yeah. To tune in.
To tune in.
To be conscious.
So you might look around your house and say, I have, readily in everybody's eye, this piece of artwork is in my house. And you might think to yourself, what is that reflecting about me and about my values?
Right.
And is that in alignment?
We have a sculptor in our entryway.
Yes.
some people look at it and they say, oh, that makes me dizzy. Because
I love it. It's a kinetic sculpture. And so I forget what it's called, but it's basically using physical props and motion. It's kinetic motion of two physical props.
And you can
props.
Wind it, and it'll go for 12 hours with on 30 to 50 winds.
Right.
And we don't wind it every day. It's not always going if you come into our house, but it's going a lot.
Yeah. Anytime I walk past it or think about it, I wind it up and watch it go for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Because it produces...
It's kind of mesmerizing.
It is. It produces this motion. And what it reminds me of, what it reflects back to me, is the ever-present flow of life.
Yeah.
And so I might ask people, I may not ask them directly, depending on how well I know the person, right? If the sculpture makes you dizzy, I might ask you, are you having trouble going with the flow in life?
Yeah, does life itself
make
you
dizzy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good question. Another thing that this article and blog suggest is a designated workspace. If in your home you have a dedicated workspace, and it doesn't have to be fancy or high tech or even a separate room, but creating a space that you only use for the things that you're committed to and you're committed to staying organized and being as productive as possible. Mm. There's a quote from a productivity career coach in this article. Her name is Amy Bracht. And she says, productivity is about leveraging your time, energy, and resources in a way that aligns with your values to propel you towards your desired outcomes. It's about finding the balance, the right balance between focused work and intentional rest, and developing the self-awareness to recognize and eliminate the time-wasting activities that can hold you back. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And I think this also hits also on just having organized and dedicated spaces for different activities in our lives.
Yeah.
And what that is recognizing and valuing our own humanity. To me, that's what that signifies. Look, I recognize that as a human, it helps productively to have separate spaces for different activities, and that protects my space and my mind space. You know, like many people recommend to keep TV out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Right. Or to reserve the bedroom for sex.
Sleep and sex.
Right. Sex, yeah, and sleep. And again, that's valuing yourself and your time and your humanity.
Right.
Right. Just our innate ability as humans to function and thrive well.
The fourth thing that the article and blog, suggest, I balked at a little bit when I first read it.
Okay. What is it?
A full calendar.
Okay. I can understand that.
And what the blog writer says is that having a calendar full of commitments in your home as an adult shows that your folks did a good job in raising you. Owning a calendar that's printed on paper, one you can hold in your hands, is a sign that you are organized and have strong time management skills. Using a calendar indicates that your parents taught you the value of keeping track of your schedule. They go on to say your calendar's more than a to-do list or a map of projects you're working on. It's brimming with also coffee dates and museum visits and letting you catch up on friends. Okay, so I backed off when I first read it, I thought, oh, wait a minute, I don't know if I agree with that. But as I moved down and read that last bit that I shared, all right, so
calendar is a balanced calendar.
Sometimes life gets so busy. How do we manage that? Mm-hmm. Well, you can, if you have a calendar that you use, either digitally or, the old-fashioned way, paper and pen or pencil, you can pencil in time for you. And I think it's important to do that in our crazy busy world.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, this is about honoring and recognizing and knowing yourself and your humanity, because I think between person to person, we differ in the way that we view time, that we organize time, and that we value our time.
Right.
If you are someone who is really working to balance and reevaluate your relationship with time,
right,
having a calendar, a practice with a calendar, might be really beneficial for a time. Or it might be an ongoing commitment that is a devotion for you that's very helpful.
Right.
Again, I think this is one of those, it doesn't necessarily have, you don't have to have a calendar to be a good person, so to speak.
No.
Right?
No.
I think it's about valuing your time and how that shows up in your life.
The next one also piqued my curiosity and interest, just simply because of a project that you and I've been kind of working on in our home, family photos. Mm. And, we kind of have devoted a space. We have a piece of furniture that I inherited from my uncle.
Right.
And it's a beautiful piece. And we've kind of designated that piece the keeper of the photos.
Right.
And we've
nostalgia corner.
Yeah, kind of a nostalgia corner.
Or altar, even.
Our old yearbooks are in there, and each shelf has, pictures
and scrapbooks
from the past. And, I think those are things that when people come and visit, when kids and grandkids come around to be able to rummage through.
Right.
Those old photos.
And again, that's something that we value, right?
Yeah.
Other people may not share that value, but if you have a designated area for family, whether that's photos or memorabilia, whatever it may be, that signifies that you value your family. And maybe more specifically, I think for us, it's our family story.
Yes.
We honor that story, which has created us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and allowed us to be who we are today. Yeah.
When a lot of people move out of their family home, it kind of is a line in the sand, if you will.
Yes.
And, a lot of times they don't have any interest right away in holding on to the past. But, from my own personal perspective, as I have aged, I find myself wanting to go back and connect more and more, with those memories and touch those memories.
Yeah.
And that designated corner in our house, not that I spend a ton of time there, but it helps to kind of reconnect.
Well, and it reminds me of, there's a new song that I discovered. I think it's called Water from Another Time.
Mm.
And it touches on the idea that, the old ways help the new ways come, but they're going to need a little water from another time. In other words, just a little water to help the new generation to grow.
A little water, just like you water a plant.
Right.
Just a little water.
Just a little bit of the old water
helps
to bring in the new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. We're talking about stuff that may be in your house. Is it an indication that your parents have done a good job raising you? We're talking about that today. Here on Strategies
for Living.
Maybe
you've done a good job.
Yeah, maybe you've done a good job raising you. We'll be back. More to come, more to consider, more to think about here on Strategies for Living.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here. With a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. But Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
And heart open wide, every step with spirit as I
words that make you feel alive.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for a Living. Lauren Leon McMillan.
We help you thrive,
David McMillan. Talking about a blog post on tango.com. Your title, Your Parents Did a Good Job Raising You If You Have These 11 Things in Your Home
Lauren's
as an Adult.
Lauren's reframe is
and you have
how your objects in your house reflect your values.
There you go. All right, so we've talked about shelves filled with books. We've talked about, a designated workspace. Mm-hmm. We've talked about a well-stocked pantry. We've talked about,
calendar,
a full calendar. We've talked about family photos.
Yeah.
The next one let me give the rest of these and then we'll unpack them as we can.
Okay.
With the time left that we have. The next one is dinner parties.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, a beloved pet.
Mm-hmm.
Sentimental keepsakes. And last but not least, collections that bring you joy.
Okay.
Those are the things that the blog author suggested.
Interesting.
The blog author says that dinner parties in your home means that you recognize the importance of gathering friends together under one roof and serving something delicious.
Right.
Opening your home to people that you care for is a valuable way to build community.
Yeah, so I think maybe even to pare it down just to an object, if you have a dining table, right, or if you have comfortable seating, the way that your house is arranged, you know, as either welcoming, inviting to have gatherings or not.
We recently looked at our living room. We have recently looked at our living room, and as a matter of fact, I will probably be called by different furniture stores now. We're looking to kind of rearrange our living. It's been conducive to a gathering around a television set, and we're kind of repositioning that.
Yes,
taking the television set from a gargantuan one to just kind of
a smaller one. I would prefer one that's almost concealed.
Yeah.
Right. Because
I love the frame.
Yes.
The frame TVs.
Yeah. Well, again, that kind of speaks to our shift in values, right?
We recently visited someone else's home and they had one of these frame TVs, and instead of the TV being on, they had
like
artwork.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
That was changing. Right. And I liked that.
I really appreciate that. You know, because again, it represents our values. Our values is not to be gathered around a giant TV screen mindlessly watching, which is always nice to have, you know, be able to gather for a movie or enjoy entertainment. But our values have shifted in that we want our house to be more conducive to conversation.
Right.
Around a fire rather than the television.
Another one on the list is a beloved pet.
Mm-hmm.
So owning a pet, you know, of course, owning a pet isn't for everybody.
Well, and I think the type of pet you have greatly reflects your values and your personality.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. National Institute of Health reports that having a pet can improve your heart health, lower your stress levels, and also help children develop social and emotional skills.
Right. Well, and as we learned from our life strategist yesterday, Shelley Mickle, right, how the importance of owning a pet can greatly shift our empathy skills.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
And our perspective, our ability to see ourselves from a different place, but also to recognize that interspecies perspective.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
That they share a different view of life than we could ever imagine.
Another thing on the list is sentimental keepsakes. Your family heirlooms, and they can be anything.
Yeah.
You know, they can be anything from the pair of shoes that you took your first steps in,
mm-hmm.
You know,
I've got those. I have a piece that's really cool. I have a stuffed bear that my maternal grandmother made for my paternal grandmother. Right.
Wow.
It gets even better than that. Yeah. Okay. My maternal grandmother made it. She like made it clothes and put it in a chair. She made it a decorative piece and gave it to my paternal grandmother.
Right.
When my paternal grandmother passed, it went to her mother, who would be my great grandmother.
Right.
Before it was almost like, and I think we knew my great grandmother knew she was kind of close to the end.
Right.
And I was probably, I don't know, 12 or 13. And she gave me this bear. And so I have this decorative bear, which, you know, it's not really my style or my favorite thing, but I think it's really cool.
It's a cool keepsake, though.
That all three of my grandmothers, two grandmothers and a great grandmother, had in their home.
In their possession.
In their possession at some point for some period of time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last but not least on the list are collections that bring you joy. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is important, you know, to surround yourself with things that bring you joy, right?
You ask if plants are on the list. Well, plants could be a part of the collection that brings you joy.
Yeah.
You know, you could do, well, it could be anything, right?
Yeah, well, I think plants could also represent your, you know, the benefits of caring, like your value for air quality, but also to have that almost another interspecies relationship as well, right?
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think we can get so caught up in making our homes to look like better homes and garden or, you know, the whatever it is, the style that's in. And I think it's so much more important that you make your home for you.
Yeah.
And even if that may seem strange to others, it's important to have it be a reflection of your joy and your values.
You'll like the next one, cookbooks and family recipes. Mm. And then last but not least, I wish we weren't running out of time, but we are, laughter.
Mm.
If there's laughter in your home, being able to laugh at both the little things and the big things,
yeah.
You know, and we kind of talked about this a bit with yesterday with Shelley Mickle also. I mean, that can be healing in so many ways. Yeah. We are we're talking about if you've got these things, your parents did a good job, or maybe you're doing a good job.
There you go.
Talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare.
looking for. Strategy.
And here we are, Strategies for Living, that is. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, here on Strategies for Living Radio. Been talking today about, well, your parents, did they do a good job? If they did, you have these things in your home. But, you know, the other possibility is that maybe you've done a good job. You know, maybe you've decided that, hey, I'm gonna do the work and I'm gonna grow. What's your takeaway from what we've been talking about today, Lauren?
Well, it's just that the items in your home or your space, if you don't have an entire home, the items that are in your possession and in your house are the reflections of your inner being, of your values, and where you are in your mind.
Yeah, so right? We may want to really tune in and be more conscious of we devote space to.
Yeah, so take a look around your space and ask yourself, what is that reflecting out from within me? And is this something that is in alignment with what I truly value? Or is this something that I want to shift? You know, and how can you be more intentional in cultivating your space? And we're talking about outer, in your outer space, but we know that your outer space is a reflection
of your inner space.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. Appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.